Introduction. The customer speaks. It has been over 10 years since the first edition of A Complaint is a Gift was published. It's embarrassing to admit that we naively believed poorly handled complaints would be a thing of the past as a result of the widespread distribution the original edition enjoyed. We heard a number of wow examples, such as a medical supply company in Kiev, Ukraine, that completely reorganized its approach to complaint handling based solely on the contents of the Russian translated version. With examples like this from around the world, we assumed we'd soon be able to stop talking about complaints, even though we would miss that. Complaints are a fun topic for speeches. Stories about poorly handled complaints arouse a great deal of eye-rolling and tongue-clucking. We thought everyone would have understood that complaints are gifts. It didn't happen. In a 2006 survey of 3,200 U.S. and European consumers, 86% of respondents said their trust in corporations has declined in the past 5 years. In 2007, Right Now Technologies reported that after suffering a negative service experience, 80% of U.S. adults decided to never go back to that company. 74% registered a complaint or told others, 47% swore or shouted, 29% reported they got a headache, felt their chest tighten, or cried, 13% fought back by posting a negative online review or blog comment. Finally, a Gallup poll commissioned by the Better Business Bureau, conducted between August 22nd and September 8, 2007, found that 18% of adult Americans said their trust in business had dropped in the last year. Yet 93% of those surveyed said a company's reputation for honesty and fairness is extremely important to them. The report concludes that if companies don't deliver what they promise, the source of most complaints, customers will go somewhere else. It's not a pretty picture. While the ideas from this book have influenced a great many people, companies still get things wrong, and customers continue to complain, if we're lucky. Service providers too often either blame customers for the mistakes they complain about or make them prove their positions. In many cases, they take so long to respond that customers forget what they complained about when they finally hear back from organizations. Customers frequently are forced to talk with robotic electronic voice systems that feebly attempt to replicate real conversations, and unfortunately, in some cases, these exchanges are better than live human interactions. And we won't even cite the statistics for how long customers wait on telephones to talk with someone. When they finally are connected with a live person, it's often someone living halfway around the world who reads from a script. Many customers become so frustrated with this type of communication that by the time they get to talk with someone, they start out angry and are automatically labeled problem customers, even though they may have been trying to buy something or have a simple question answered. The deck is stacked against businesses trying to satisfy their customers. Customers expect satisfactory service. As a result, unsatisfactory service stands out. Because it stands out, it is more likely to be remembered and weighed more heavily compared to everything that went right. 10 transactions can go right, but that one mistake is what grabs consumer attention. This reality demands that we focus on what we can learn from customers who aren't happy. Organizations, however, don't seem to learn from their customers, as witnessed by the fact that most consumers face repeats of the very problems they already complained about. Most importantly, many service providers still see complaints as something to be avoided, as indicated by the fact that many organizations continue to pay bonuses to their managers based on reductions in complaints. Yet surveys conducted around the world demonstrate over and over again that companies with the best-rated service in their industry are the most profitable. It's really that simple, and complaint handling is an integral part of that service rating.